With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. LCBO employees are calling on the government to halt plans to introduce more alcohol sales in grocery stores and gas stations. Union members held rallies at MPP offices throughout the province ahead of the first round of bargaining this week. OPSU member Billy Bridgewater says the sales outside of the LCBO threaten job security and take funds from the public coffers.
When they shop at LCBO, that all of that money supports public health and education within Ontario. When you shop at convenience stores and grocery stores, you are not supporting the province. Those profits go to the big grocers who do not need any more money.
Last year, the government received $2.5 billion from LCBO revenues. Farmland prices continue to rise at a rapid pace throughout Canada. In Ontario, the average price of farmland increased by 10.7% in 2023 after increases of nearly 20% in 2022. In southwestern Ontario, farmland sold for an average of $23,100 an acre last year. A 28-year-old Chatham man has been charged with attempted murder and arson after a fire in Chatham. Police say the fire on Park Street was intentionally set Sunday morning. A tenant in the building was found inside unconscious. He was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. A suspect was identified and arrested on Monday. There's a new person in charge of helping Wheatley bounce back from a devastating explosion 2.5 years ago. Chatham Kent has hired Kira Knapp as the economic developer for Wheatley's revitalization. The position is being fully funded by the province. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 7, tomorrow sunny and a high of 18. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.